Today in the studio, folks, I've got a repeat treat for you. Carlos Reyes up in the bitch.
What's up, baby?
What's going down with you? Coming back all skinny?
I'm just trying to help you make some money, man.
Man, whoever edits, we don't edit these. Otherwise, I'd say someone should slide up a before and after picture.
They should.
Looks like the last dude that was here looks like he could eat the dude that was here.
This dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you lose? 50 pounds?
60.
60?
Yeah.
Now, did you only lose 60? Because here's what people mistake. Like, let's say you lose 50 pounds of fat and you gain 30 pounds of muscle. You'll show that you lost 20 pounds when in fact you lost 50.
Mm.
You just gained 30 back.
Yeah.
In the right places.
I like it.
So you might have lost more.
I might have.
Because if you were working out, dude, you gained muscle.
Yeah.
Which is good. And you lost fat. So I'll bet you lost more than 60 pounds.
I think I've been working out every day for like the last year and a half.
What does it do for your self-worth?
Everything. A lot of people talk about a morning routine. I actually have, like, if I don't spend, I would say 45 minutes to an hour on myself in the morning, and I'll tell you exactly, give you some principles that I use in the morning, my whole day, it goes different. And I've noticed this, you know, from trial and error, you know, as entrepreneurs, man, like, we have to figure this shit out along the way, right? Because we take on so much and our capacity is only so much.
Or ask people that have already been there. One of the two.
Yep. Yeah. I love it. Most of the time you have to pay for that kind of information, which I have. You and I both
not
have.
If you listen to Dropping Bizzles.
That's true. Well, you and I have paid similar biohackers, right, in the past year or so. I've done it all, man. I'm paying, you know, to learn all this stuff. You know, I'm
did you fix that ED?
Oh. It means erectile dysfunction. I've never had that issue.
Oh, thank God, dude. I'll tell you.
My wife would have left me by now.
Dude, I was about to say there's guys out there that apparently cannot get any wood. Now, that would be a freaking problem. Like, not just because you can't get any wood. It's because, like, mentally, that will destroy an individual. If they let it. Because technically, it shouldn't matter. You say, fuck it, I'm going celibate. Or you just squeeze it all the way down to where there's just, you know, the blood at the end, and then hold it and just hump her with the head.
How do you know so much? Right, like, hold on, you either have done it or you paid somebody, like you just said, to figure this out.
Imagination.
Okay, cool.
You know, because it's all about blood.
Yeah.
Right? So if the blood ain't going there and it doesn't get hard for some reason, I would just say you just squeeze it like a toothpaste.
It'll eventually get there.
Squeeze all the blood to the end and then just poke her with the tip.
Yeah. You know, I actually, I don't like wearing these pants because my bulge actually shows in these pants.
How did we get on this conversation?
I don't know.
We're going to back it up.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Carlos, folks, is, he do a lot of things, but, you know, he made some money in real estate, taught a lot of people how to flip. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, all kinds of multifam investments. Then he came out with the All In brand and the All In conference. And, you know, even though it says faith, that's the All In A, you know, and you got like a freaking cult following growing.
Yeah. It's very faith-based. It's family-driven, faith-based.
You're not going to want them to hear this one then. We're talking about.
Oh, they're logical. It's not like, when I say faith-based, I'm not just talking about like religious.
What's your faith?
Well, I'm a believer in God. I mean, I'm a Christian Pentecostal, but
can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What's God's name?
Here, you asked me this last time 2 years ago, but we can get there.
Did you do no research?
Yahweh.
Close. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yahweh. I mean,
it's just how you pronounce
Yahweh.
It.
Yeah.
But most people, they say God. Mm-hmm. Well, number one, God is a title, and it also is derived from the word Goad, which is goat. So again,
God's the greatest of all time.
Not that kind of goat, but yes. But at the end of the day, like, calling him by his title would be like calling me Mister. So when you say Mister, now if you look at the scripture, I think he says to use his name, call upon my name, give praise to my name.
He does.
Yeah. So when we say God, that's not his name. First of all, it's like looking at me every time going, what's up, Mister?
I say Father, Lord.
So, I mean, who knows? I don't think anyone's going to hell over that, but you know, I like to just follow simple directions like, hey, call me by my name. I'd be like, okay.
You want to hear
something
cool?
What's your name? And then I figure out his name. Yeah. And then it turns out there's scripture that says, you will know my children because they'll know my name.
Mm.
My children will know my name. So I'm like, okay, good. What's his name?
This dude reads the Bible every day.
Do you?
Every day. So you're talking his language right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was
There you go. We can't get into it too deep.
I get it.
Because, well, I mean, we could, but, you know, then we won't be talking about entrepreneur nonsense and virtual assistants and the shit that matters.
You want to hear something cool? I'm in the process of getting knighted.
From the Queen?
Sir Brad Blazer. He's knighted.
I know who he is.
Okay. I'm in the process of getting knighted. And the real, like, it's a real thing, by the way. I didn't know this till last week. I spoke in Houston, and he spoke right before I spoke.
He got knighted?
And he's like, no, he's heard, you know, because...
Dude, I don't want to get knighted. I want to get ignited.
Oh. Well, I don't think he can help you with that, but I'm trying to get knighted. I want to be a lord.
Why?
I just want to be a lord or a sir.
See?
I'm joking.
Number one, how come you already aren't? You need somebody else to say you're a lord for you to feel like you're one?
No, apparently I got to buy a little piece of land in Scotland for $42 on the internet.
Pass.
Okay.
Scotland can keep their knighthood. Okay. I'm already the freaking white knight.
You are the white knight of Vegas.
And I'm a lord. I'm the king.
Yeah, I've heard.
I'm regal.
So like a Buick.
So is everybody else.
Yeah.
But anyway, most people, though, I see what you're saying, would like to go get knighted. So they give you a certificate and everything and make you bow down and go like this.
I even get a sword.
That's awesome.
I even get a sword.
And then you will be Sir Carlos Reyes.
Sir Carlos Reyes.
That sounds better than Sir Brad Blazer.
It rhymes.
Yeah, but Sir Brad Blazer almost, it doesn't sound right.
All right, so Sir Bradley or like Lord
Blazer.
Bradley.
If I were Brad, I'd be like Lord Blazer to you. Yeah. I'm an official lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you will
call lord. Me.
You will address me by my title.
As lord.
That's right. And lord's a title too, by the way.
It is.
So when people say, dear lord, that's a title.
Mm.
Don't confuse it with his name. That's not his name. And then also there's Jesus? You heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not his name. Why are all these bogus
Yeshua.
Names? That's what I want to know.
Yeshua.
That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Why all these bogus names?
Well, thousands of
That's
years,
not true.
Man.
That's not true.
Thousands of years.
It changed language. Remember the Arabic.
That's not true. It's not true.
In the Quran, it's Isa.
It's not true. Names are phonetic.
Mm.
Letters try to get me to make the sound, right? So when I see Carlos, his name's Carlos. His name ain't C-A-R-L-O-S. That's how you spell it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason you spell that is so you can get someone to say Carlos, because that's his name. The name is a sound. What if your name was mm. How are you going to spell that? How are you going to spell that? Well, again, you'd have to guess. And when you read it, like, what is that? No one can pronounce your name. Why? Because it's meow. Now, if I just said his name, meow, people would be like, oh, what's up? Meow.
But you say it enough times.
But if you read it,
yeah,
people might not be saying meow. Because how do you spell nyaunt?
I'll
give someone $1,000. They can tell me how to spell nyaunt. Where 100 people read it and 100 people be like, oh, that's nyaunt.
Yeah. how much money would you have to give away? How many people would get it right?
Zero.
Okay. N-E-O-W.
That's now.
Nyaunt.
That's meow.
That's M-E-O-W. That's
but you see what you're doing? That's what letters do, is what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to say something that sounds like the name you gave me. Because names are phonetic, just FYI. So translation is a bullshit story. And the reason why they call him Isa is because it was actually Greek for Isus, I-S-E-O-U-S, Isus. And that's why they call him Jesus, because Isus does translate to Jesus. Problem is his name wasn't Isus. They used Isus because the name Yahshua would not have meant anything to the Greek, supposedly. So they changed it, and like all male deities back then, letter had to end in an S, like Zeus and, you know, all the S's. It's like a male feminine thing, kind of like, you know, in Spanish where you got the female,
yeah,
the feminine and the masculine. So long story short, his name was Joshua.
Well, long story and that short,
today is Joshua.
2000 years later, we're still talking about this one man.
That's right.
Right.
But so, some people are talking about Buddha.
Yeah.
Some people are talking about that one man is not the man. Matter of fact, we're still waiting on the man. That's the Yehuda.
Can I share some with
the
you?
The Yehuda tribe, Jewish.
You ever read?
And then the Mexicans down in Mexico gave the Jewish their name.
Judíos.
No. The Jewish dude was walking down the beach, saw a Mexican sitting there all golden brown and shit. And the Jewish guy says, dude, I'd love to be that color. And the Mexican dude said, Jewish.
I didn't see that one coming, man.
So well, that's how they're.
So the Mexicans gave the Jewish people their title.
That's right.
So you ever read Power versus Force, David Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins?
No, but I just heard about that book the other day, as a matter of fact.
What are you waiting for?
Matter of fact, it might have been John Schnatter. We know him as Papa John.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was there yesterday and he mentioned that book.
Did he leave some pepperoni here?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, that book.
He sold all his pepperoni, dude.
Got it. Who bought it? Shaq.
He's a billionaire.
Shaq bought it?
He's a billionaire now.
Praise God.
Straight up. God's good.
Wait. No, not praise God.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. he speaks that language.
Inshallah.
My man, so. Inshallah.
Yeah, well, yeah, enchilada too. So,
we're
on the same ballpark.
So power versus force. Yes, you have Buddha. Yes, you have the prophet Muhammad. Yes, you have all kinds of spiritual ascended masters throughout history.
You can't say prophet Muhammad without saying peace be unto him.
Okay. Peace be unto him.
Yeah.
Got it. But according to Dr. David Hawkins, who, you know, his entire life, he's dedicated to studying energy, right? Frequency,
vibration,
yeah. Calibration, gauge, whatever you want to call it, right?
I believe in it.
Okay. Well, to this day, Jesus, Yahshua, was the only human to record a 2000 and above frequency, and everybody else was like 1200, 1000 and below and below and below. To this day.
Who recorded it back then?
The book tells you. I don't remember specifically how he got that.
I was going to say, but they had recording equipment back then. Boy, that's amazing.
But watch this. They call it, you know what they call it? Some people call it super conscious. Some people call it Christ conscious. You see what I'm saying? Yep. They don't call it, and not to, you know, they don't call it Buddha conscious or Muhammad conscious. They call it Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
So.
Who's they though?
The people that
Christians.
Well, no, not
Who calls it Christ conference?
So conscience? Christians, a lot of Christians think of energy as they label it as the Holy Spirit. You see, they don't play the same energy game that a lot of other people play. They label it as the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean?
Is the Holy Spirit Jesus?
No, it's
exactly.
Not. It's not. It's not.
That's
it's
right.
It's energy. It's energy.
It's a vibration.
It's God energy. Yeah. So
was Jesus the same as God?
No, he was. Well, it's stated that it was God's son. It was
so
God.
Are they two different people?
It was God and it was God made in matter.
Are
flesh.
Are they two different people?
They're not.
No.
Like it's well. So the Holy Trinity, right?
God doesn't say Trinity in the Bible anywhere. FYI, go find it. Doesn't exist, the word Trinity, just so you know.
Okay.
But I will tell you, they couldn't have been the same because when Jesus was on the cross, he looked up and said, what?
Father, why have you forsaken me?
Who's he talking to? Himself?
His father.
Like, I don't have to ask myself why I just went like that.
Yeah.
So why? It's like my hand asked me, why do you do that? No, it's my hand.
Mm-hmm.
It knows why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
To make a point.
Mm.
So if he says, why have you forsaken me?
He's talking to his father.
Well, he's talking to someone else. It ain't him. It's he's talking up.
It's recorded.
And
that's
not only
what
that,
said.
When he got thrown in the cave, who brought him back?
God, his father. Yeah.
That's right.
So thrown in the tomb. Yeah.
So again, I mean, everyone has their own opinion of what shit happened. And that's why it's hard because everyone's got their own opinion.
It's 2000 plus years ago.
It's not only 2000 plus years ago, but you know, a lot of people are basing it off the King James version. And do you know why it's called the King James version? Because that was King James's version of the scripture, not the Bible. Men wrote the Bible. Yeah,
absolutely.
Apostles wrote the scripture.
And it gets diluted and it gets...
Well, there was omissions and whatnot. So again, I'm not saying anything because I don't know anything. So I'm not preaching. Mm-hmm. I'm seeking. Mm. Now, the book says, seek and ye shall find.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finding some crazy nonsense is what I'm finding.
I love the road you're on. Keep me posted.
Oh, I will. One of these days, like I bought the website, youbetterknowhisname.com.
You bought that website?
Yeah. And doyouknowhisname.com.
Oof.
I also got getthatmotherfuckeronthephone.com. I believe, I truly believe that in the future, websites will be phrases.
Mm.
Way easier to remember. Now, again, I'm talking about because boss.com and milk.com and all the .coms are pretty much gone. Go try to get a .com. It's like they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But what about a phrase?
Mm.
Phrases aren't gone.
Mm-mm.
And phrases are easier to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you want me to train all your people how to get past gatekeepers, just go to getthatmotherfuckeronthephone.com. People
will
be like, fuck, dude, getthatmotherfuckeronthephone.com.
There it is. Degrees of separation.
So I got doyouknowhisname.com. And then because wills are expensive, not really expensive, but to change them, it's a pain in my ass. So if I have a new baby, got to change the will. This happens, got to change the will.
Got to change the will.com.
Yes. No, I bought here's what you get.com. And what happens is you go in and make a fully video will off a template in a teleprompter app,
mm-hmm.
and you state who gets what. And then you hit save and it goes into a storage. And
done.
If you die, beneficiaries get the video. And it basically says, here's what you get.
Ifyoudie.com.
Here's what you get.com.
Okay.
And here's what you get. So like if someone dies, it'll tell you what you got if they use the site.
That's so much better than the shit we have going on now.
It's way
right?
easier because like, let's say, you know, I have a Harley Davidson and I want to give it to somebody new now. Mm-hmm. Well, I just go into the app. Hit Harley Davidson and then it'll tell you 3, 2, 1. I give the Harley Davidson to Carlos Reyes and then it updates the video. And now if someone listens to that video, I just gave the Harley to Carlos Reyes.
No one can argue it.
Period.
The kids can't fight about it.
There's no, it's here's what you get. Here's what you get.
I love it.
You like that one?
I love it. Is that your next big venture?
No.
Okay.
Dude, I have so many ideas. I've only... Oh yeah, dude. I invent shit all the time. Like I there's a credit card notification when your credit card gets used. Okay. Years ago, before you even got those, I said, I called it final approval because whose money is it?
The government's?
No, it's your money.
Got it.
If I run a credit card, it goes to check to see if there's credit available and then it approves at the machine, right? Mm-hmm. Well, who has to pay the bill? I do.
Mm-hmm.
So how about give me final approval, not the bank, because the bank just approved that, not me. So give me final approval. So shoot it to the bank, make sure there's money, then shoot it to the owner and get final approval, then approve the transaction. And what would happen is you would stop a lot of theft, because if I'm sitting here right now and I just got a notice, $600 over at Walmart, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, I'd hit, what the hell is that? And I'd hit no.
Yeah.
And that would stop that.
GoFyourself.com.
So basically all it is, it's the ability to approve transactions before they happen,
mm-hmm.
not after. But I haven't done anything with that. Now I see it getting closer and closer and closer.
You just let out all the sauce, by the way. There's people running.
Here's another one. You know those twisty things that you can form and they stay in the form you formed them, like the tubes? Get one with a clamp like this,
mm-hmm.
that you can put on like a giraffe or a cow or whatever face you want on it, because it's just this basically underneath. But you put a mask on it, cow, giraffe, dolphin, whatever, and you stick a bottle in there, a baby's bottle, and it'll hold the baby's bottle for you.
That could solve a lot of issues.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there last night trying to hold the bottle and then I got something to do and I can't do it because I got to hold the bottle. If you let the bottle go and then you try to prop a blanket up, mm-hmm. to keep the bottle perfect, right?
Yeah.
And you, it just never works out. And I always thought, like, why can't I just get something to hold the bottle and,
that's it.
And call it like an extra hand or something?
The more problems you solve, the more money you make.
Yeah.
Right?
Or what about when the guy comes to my house to spray and he goes around the corners and he's in my house and he's around the backyard and you know, I'm asking
like
him
pest questions. Control.
Yeah.
Pest control.
No. Yeah. And I'm asking him questions and I'm like, basically they squirt right there because the bugs will come out and track it back into the walls. I said, well, what, when they build a house, why don't they just put those mister systems inside the walls? So the bug spray guy walks up and goes, shh,
and then
shh, all throughout the walls, it sprays just like a mister system.
I don't think we're there yet.
Plastic tube with a fucking hole in it.
Yeah.
And then just a nozzle outside. Now the bug spray guy walks up and goes,
done.
And then behind the walls. So no one has to have it out here.
And flies and centipedes are just dropping.
Yeah. Or what about a panel on your wall that shows you in real time what your power bill is and what your gas bill is and what your water bill is? There's no house that'll show me, dude. Your power bill is going up by about 30 cents a second. What the hell's on around here? I've received bills. My wife tends to like the pool at 100 and year round.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? Cause I got the bill out of the blue. I'm like, what the hell? She left the pool on.
Yep. Heating it up.
Yeah. So if I had a little heartbeat monitor for the house and I would have noticed like, what the hell's going on? Is there something happening? Power. What if you walk by your power meter and it said $319 when it was normally 150? You know, you can just see it real time. So all they do is do the math in a digital readout. And instead of seeing how many kilowatts you've used, you ever read your power meter?
I don't.
You can't. No. It's a dial that goes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
This.
Yeah. It's outside of your house.
Yeah, it's weird. Like you look at it, you don't know what the hell it means. You don't know how much power you've used, do you?
No.
And how
whatever
much,
they tell me I've used.
And how much does that equate to?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it. I'd like a panel that says, dude, your power bill right now, if you were to pay it right this second, it's X amount. And it just sits there and ticks in real time.
Now, would that be beneficial to the power companies? Probably not.
My concern's not the power company.
I understand.
But maybe they would buy it and shelf it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm an inventor. But all of those, you say, what have you done? Nothing. You know this thing right here? It's called a love handle.
Mm.
It's from my buddy started it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had that idea way before he did.
Mm. But you didn't do nothing with it.
I didn't do shit with it. And now he's making shit tons of money and I ain't.
Well, at least he gave you one.
And I didn't give him the idea either. Like other people come up with similar ideas to yours. That's the difference between big ideas and big companies.
Yeah.
Action.
Mm.
Got to take it.
They say an idea is just a dream until you put it to work, right?
They say what?
An idea is just a dream until you actually implement and take some action and put it, you know, try to make it come alive. You know what I mean?
That's right. So you got the All-In conference.
Yes, sir.
Is that annual?
No, I actually do. I used to do 4 a year. Now I'm doing about 2 a year.
It's biannual.
Yeah. I got another one coming up maybe October, November.
So anybody want to go to that? Where do they go get tickets?
Allinnation.com.
Give them a code to use so we know what kind of influence I have. Bomb Squad, if you want a ticket to All In Conference.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people might already follow me and you, so you might give away a bunch of money. So don't give out no discount code.
Well, you just spoke there last month.
Yes, I did.
Now, has anybody ever in the history of you speaking?
Hey, I did have a couple of people come up after me. Say yeah, da da da. And they were like teary eyed for some reason.
Yeah,
and then I forget where I was later on down the road. I was speaking at another event, and someone came up and said they were at the All In event. Two
mm-hmm.
people,
mm-hmm.
and they just felt it was important for them to tell me that I was better than Ed. And I don't think so because Ed's a good fucking speaker. And I said, dude, that's an excellent compliment.
Yeah.
Because if you say I was better, he goes, yeah. I mean, you know, I like Ed, but yours just touched me. What did I say there? I forgot.
I
think it's the humor that you bring
you,
to it.
You dropped some bombs. You were giving people the power of proximity and the power of relationships and the power of everything that you got going on and how, you know, they can implement that into their lives and be better for it, make more money, you know, whatever, grow their influence, you know what I mean? But my question to you is, in your years of speaking, has anybody ever approached you? And remember, you almost got, what did you call it?
Dave Chappelle.
You almost got, hey, it's your whiskey man. And you were like, hold on, I'm getting Dave Chappelle. You literally stopped. There was 1,400 people at that conference. And you were like, hold on, everybody stop everything. I'm getting Dave Chappelle. Has it ever happened to you before?
No.
You will remember that for the rest of your life.
Indeed.
All right, can I confess something to you?
You told him to.
No, I didn't. This is what he asked me at lunch. He says, hey, man, last time my father and I saw Brad speak, he told me that he wanted this and this and this and this and some type of, you know, a red, what was it, a red vodka? Red tequila? Yeah,
blood red tequila.
Blood red tequila, right?
You know why? That's another idea. I want to put it in an ornate bottle with pewter and glass, like a really old bottle, and just call it vampire tequila.
Mm. Well, what he did for you, what he made for you, it looked good. It looked great, right? And so he asked me at lunch, he's like, when would be a good time to approach Brad? He's like, before he speaks? I said, Cause, you know, I do a lot of speaking, right? So I'm like, no. When people are about to speak, they want to get in their own zone. You know, let them be. He's like, okay, so after he speaks? And then I go, well, why don't you just, you know, as soon as he, before he gets
why
in.
Why don't you just ruin his opening?
Hold on. Before he gets into his message, right? Somehow get his attention. I did not know he was going to go on the stage.
I'll add to that story.
You were there.
I was walking past as the guy got up and he goes, fuck it, I'm doing it now.
There it is.
He got up and started running for the stage.
You hear that? Security, he was 2 seconds away from being tased. Like,
yeah,
literally. It was
2 seconds too late. Like, he should have been tased as soon as he fucking got.
But then you wouldn't have got your blood tequila.
I still didn't get it.
What?
That looked like fucking, you know, cherry snow cone juice.
Did you take it with you?
To be polite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you taste it?
No.
Why?
Because it looked like cherry snow cone juice.
What if you taste it and it's the best thing ever?
I don't care.
It's blood, not the color you wanted.
Blood red tequila.
Like that? Like dropping bombs?
Like blood, exactly.
Yeah. Got it.
To where you look in the bottle, that, like, shit, that can be looks blood.
I'm going to drink it.
You ever had tiger blood from Charlie Sheen?
No.
Google that. He created that a few years ago.
Wow. Yeah, I heard a lot.
But no, that guy's a good guy. His dad's cool. They're good people.
They love you.
All I mentioned was I was thinking about starting a tequila company, Blood Red Tequila. And I didn't say I wanted any. I told them that fucking I was going to start a.
Where was this? It was at another conference.
Yeah, I forget.
Vegas. It was here, Vegas.
But at the end of the day, man, they wanted to react. So again,
Dan Fleischman. You did some type of thing with Dan Fleischman here after hours, and that's where they were. It was for Thrive. I think it was for like After Hours Thrive. It was some type of meetup and you were there and you spoke and that's where they
gave me bottles there too.
There you go. They're following you around, just giving you bottles of alcohol.
Somebody, was it you or somebody said, if you come to my conference, I'll get you time with Brad, or somebody said that.
No, that wasn't me.
But anyway, yeah, they were Brad fans.
They are Brad fans.
Good. Well, I'm a fan of theirs. And if it was Blood Red, I would taste it, but there's no point in tasting something that isn't the deal.
When I get off the show, I'm gonna send both of them.
You want to taste it? Their latest version's on my desk.
I'm on 75 hard.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
I'm on 75 hard. I can't taste alcohol for a while.
Good. What day you on?
I restarted it again. I'm on day 3. So you want to talk about 75 hard?
See, so you might as well start over.
No, hell, 3 days is 3 days. You know what you got to do for 75?
Dude, I do 75 hard type shit every fucking day.
So do I, but it's not the same.
It isn't the same because it ain't 75 hard. It's just fucking hard.
Nope.
Okay.
It's not the same.
What do you mean?
It's not the same. I saw what you're doing. You're doing some crazy shit.
Workout twice, once outside. I don't do outside.
Okay, you failed.
Post a picture. I don't post. I failed what?
You failed the program.
I know, but I'm not doing the program.
The program is scientifically created for you to accomplish something.
The program is created so you can realize that you can control that bitch voice in your head. That's what it's designed for.
That's not what I got
I'll
out of it.
I'll fucking FaceTime Andy right now, and I'll bet you he would agree.
I was just in his garage 2 weeks ago.
Not that it isn't.
Yeah.
Scientific, because like he gets the real
people. It's discipline. It's discipline.
Yeah, but he wants to teach people to fucking control the bitch voice.
Yeah.
And when you do those things, it's meant to be hard. It's meant to be to test your consistency, mm-hmm. your discipline.
Discipline.
And not only that, like one outside. Like he don't give a fuck if you work outside or inside, but it's outside because he wants one more thing that you have to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Like why do you got to work out outside? Even if it's fucking snowing, because it might be snowing. And he wants to make shit really inconvenient. Now, yeah. I'm doing the same program just without the inconvenience. Now, why? Because I don't need to know that you can control the bitch voice, because I control the bitch voice.
I get it.
Now, some people say, well, Brad, not too long ago, you had bitch tits, so you wasn't controlling it very well. Exactly. I haven't been controlling it, but guess why? Because I like fucking donuts and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, because again, I mean, you know, I was married. I'm still married, but... In other words, I was happy, bro. And guess yeah. what? I don't care what anyone thinks. You know, if six pack ain't what makes you happy, dude, fucking be fat. Yeah. I'm just saying that I changed my tune. I want to be healthy for longevity reason.
Facts.
I want to be healthy for freaking self-worth reasons. And I said to myself, if I can't get up in the morning and lift heavy things, I can't even control that. How the fuck am I going to do my goals? If I can't control what goes in my mouth, how the hell am I going to do anything?
Absolutely.
I can't even control what I eat. Mm-hmm. And then I thought to myself, well, you can, you just don't want to. Cause I talk to myself a lot and I'm like, yeah, but do I? Cause the answer is probably, yeah, I think you do now. So I stopped. Now, again, you come back in 6 months, I changed my mind. That's because I changed my mind.
Yeah.
But why are people changing their mind, do you think?
Why are people changing their mind as far as
the negative goes? Like, let's say, you know, you got in shape. Let's say I see you 6 months, you're back to fat again.
Mm-hmm. That's never going to happen.
Well, again, if you're doing 75 hard, trust me, you got the grit. I believe you.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, they get off their diets, they get off their routines, and they get fat again. Because I've been buff before.
Yeah.
I got fat again. Why? Well, I think deep down in people's psyche,
you get comfortable, man.
They don't think they're worth it. So your subconscious is choosing to create situations where you cave, because it's always rationalization.
Yeah.
And that's why Andy's 75 hard program is so badass, because it shows you, if you complete it, that you can shut up the bitch voice.
So
how many times have you done it?
Man, I'll say this. I started this venture with 75 hard February of 2021, when I was 60 pounds over and I was having all kinds of health issues. Completed once, failed. It does every day. You asked my.
So let's go over the program real quick.
Yeah.
Gallon of water. Post yeah. a picture.
Yeah.
Work out inside, work out outside, and eat right.
I took two of your little fancy Voss glass bottles that you have out there. This is my second one today, right? I just need four of these. Very simple, right? Here, I'll run it to you. Ready? First workout indoor, right? 45 minutes.
Oh, it has to be indoor?
One workout is indoor.
Doesn't okay. have to be the first one, though.
No. No, it doesn't have to be the first
okay.
one. One indoor workout, one outdoor workout. And what people,
minimum 45 minutes.
Yeah, but what people don't understand is they think that they have to murder themselves outdoors. No, I actually took an outdoor workout with Andy. You want to know what we did?
Walked.
We walked. You want to know what I did yesterday? I swam, but the day before that, I walked with my wife. My wife and I are now walking a mile outside. You see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So,
and you walked briskly.
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful though, but it's still, man, like it still gets you out, right? It gets you out and it gets you going. And honestly, it's almost like a meditative walk, right? But you follow a diet, whatever it is. My diet specifically is no gluten, no sugar, no dairy. That's it. No gluten, no sugar, no dairy. That's my diet. You can follow whatever diet you want. You got the peanut butter and whatever the hell diet you got going on. I saw the two things, the power drinks that you're taking down, right?
Well, that's so, just one meal.
Shit, I couldn't do that.
I eat six times a day.
Yeah. Well, all right. So two workouts, one indoor, one outdoor. You don't have to murder yourself out there. If you want to, go ahead. I do hiking, swimming, walking, biking, whatever. You know what I mean? Basketball. Follow a diet. No alcohol. No cheat meals. 10 pages of reading. 1 gallon of water. 1 progress picture. Done.
See, so the only thing I'm not doing there is the outside progress picture. And
you read 10 pages a day, right?
Yes, I do. There's only two things I'm not doing, and I have been doing it for 9 weeks. Yeah. So what's 75 days? Almost 3 months?
Yeah, it's a little bit over 3 months.
Yeah, so like in another week or two, I will have done that minus the outside and what was the other one? Progress picture. Yeah, because I've been drinking a gallon of water. Yeah. I've been working out twice. Mm-hmm. I've been following a strict ass diet, no alcohol whatsoever.
I think you should challenge yourself to see if you can get through it one time.
I know I can. 1000%. That's why I haven't done it, because it's designed to get you to realize you can. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to, because I know I can. Did I tell you the story? Sean Whalen was having his lion's den. I didn't know, but I FaceTime him because I want to talk to him. So he shows me he's in the lion's den and there's all these people listening, and we rap, go back and forth for a little bit. Then when I was getting off the phone, because I had a chubby face, he said, "Hey, when are you going to go on 75 hard?" And just real quick out of the blue, I said, "You know, I don't need that." And he goes, "Why not?" And I said, "Because I'm 7.5 soft." And as soon as I said that, I hung up. Dude, everybody
erupted.
Flipped.
Erupted.
It was hilarious. And when I got the phone, I thought, dude, that was fucking funny. So I text Andy, "Hey, dude, I just said 75. I don't need it because I'm 7.5 soft." And yeah, you know, he didn't think that was very funny.
He actually, yeah, there's a program out there called 75 soft. And
there is,
I know the guy that put it together, Ramon from Wholesale Dispo Sharks or whatever. And I sent Andy a video. "Hey, Andy, I found the fucking guy who created 75 soft. He's right here." He, in other words, without saying, he said, "Fuck that guy."
Yeah, dude, 75 hard is a killer program. And it's crazy how massive it spread.
It seems very scientific to me, honestly.
But a lot of people have heard of it.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, dude, for
that's,
sure.
That's it's helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
But so you're on it, but you failed. So you're back to day three.
Last 30 days,
you're just still on it because Andy says you don't fail until you quit.
Yeah, you don't fail until you quit, right?
But people could just, you know, do it for a day and fail and say, "Okay, I'll start tomorrow."
But start again and start again and start again. And now it becomes a lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? It becomes a lifestyle, which is a beautiful thing.
Did you do the 75 or the live hard?
No, I haven't done phase 1 and phase 2 and phase 3. Like,
that's elaborate.
I heard you live hard every day.
I do. I live hard. I am hard, dude. I read the fucking newspaper hard.
Speaking of reading, guess what book I'm reading right now? The Power of One More.
The Hard Way.
The Power of One More.
Eddie Milet?
Big Ed. Big Ed Milet.
I hear it makes people cry.
I'm on chapter 4. We'll
you should have read one more.
I've read like 20 pages today on the plane. But I'm reading his book, So Far, So Good. But please, brother, read Power versus Force, David Hawkins.
I'm going to read Ed's book, too.
Yeah, you should.
Power versus Force.
You have you ever spoke right before or right after Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well,
your conference.
Yeah, it was killer. It was killer.
But Ed's good speaker, dude.
In my opinion, top 3 in the world.
Oh, I would say he's freaking one of the best. Like I
just said top 3 in the world.
I like his freaking style.
He'll bend down
and look at you. Mm-hmm. Intense. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, "Dude, you're lucky I don't fucking like try to do this."
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's solid.
Because I'd mix myself a little bit of Ed Milet with a little bit of freaking T.D. Jakes and a big old dose of B.L.,
Bradley,
and maybe. I'd be the number one
speaker. You wouldn't be top 3.
I'd crush everybody. I'd be entertainment.
What do you think of that, by the way?
What?
The speaker world.
What about it?
Like I'm in a point in my life now where at first, you probably went through this as a speaker, right? first of all, you never get into business to become a speaker. It just happens. You know that, right? Like you start making some money and you start putting out a little content and all of a sudden, or a podcast, and all of a sudden people are like booking you to speak. But the first several years for me was to prove it to myself that like I can hang with the best of them. I belong with the best of them, right? I can share a stage with Ed and Brad and Andy. And I mean, the only person that I haven't shared a stage with is Tony Robbins. I spoke the last person, Gary V in Miami. I spoke right after him at a very small conference called I Am Nation, ex football players and all that. So the first couple of years were for me. Like I wanted to prove some to myself, but now I don't even want to speak. Like I'm here to do Ryan Pineda a favor, like not to do him a favor, but reciprocity. You know, we're boys, right? I don't give a shit about speaking anymore. I don't know. I don't understand why, but I know that it's my God-given responsibility and obligation to share some of those gifts with people. But brother, I got a studio downstairs in my home office. I can just do this and reach millions of people. Why do I got to travel 2-3 hours to speak to 500, 1,000, 2,000 people when I can just sit in my studio and reach millions? What's your opinion on that? When does it stop? Are you still having fun with it?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I have fun, bro, because I don't have speeches. Like I don't have a speech. Like I've heard Ed several times. It's the same speech.
Yeah.
I don't have a speech. Yeah. I just talk.
Yep. Yeah.
And so to me it's fun because you get that little danger feeling because you don't know what the hell's gonna happen.
I like that.
And then sometimes you know, the travel and whatnot is like,
I don't like that.
But dude, I combat that by saying 50 G's.
Mm.
Now, when they say, and they do,
you're
I'm
there.
Like,
let's go.
Dude, I'll fly anywhere for 50 G's. Like, you know, well, no, that's in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, talk for an hour, not speak. I'm not a speaker.
Just talk.
Yeah. I'm just a talker.
Talk. You're a talker.
Yeah. I'll walk out on stage and say what I think. And at the time, much like Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Gary Vee doesn't speak either. He just talks. Have you ever heard him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just talks. Yeah. He's not necessarily got a pitch I know people, Ed's good at it. So you can't really tell it's a speech, but there's people that you go watch and they will pause at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It opens up like, would it surprise you to know? Yeah, it's like this is a presentation.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me.
Did you even have a presentation at our conference?
No.
No, you didn't, right?
I brought 50 slides of a bomb exploding. Because people always say, where's your PowerPoint? Does this guy have PowerPoints? He doesn't have PowerPoints. What's he going to talk about? PowerPoints? And so I'm like, fine, let me get some PowerPoints. So I said, hey, make me 50 slides of a bomb exploding like that one.
Yep.
So there'll be PowerPoints. That way no one's panicking because I don't have PowerPoints. And then if I want, I'll press the button and so yours, I forgot to press the button.
Threw you off your game a little bit with the whiskey, man.
Yeah. You ruined the opening.
Yeah.
But at the next one I did, I made it funny because I said, hey, let me make sure my PowerPoints are working. And I went boom and it went. And then you hear
that's
people,
sick.
Then you hear people laughing and I'm like, let me make sure the next one's working. And it's like, so they realize these are just bombs.
And I'm
about to start dropping them, bitches. So get your pens and your paper because old big dog Daddy B's up in the bitch. And all of a sudden they all freaking started laughing. It was funny.
You didn't have an introduction video, right? You know, like Ed has one, I have one, like where you're like shaking hands and speaking all over the world and you're shaking hands with big, you know, I don't think you had one.
I don't think so.
No, you should get one.
You had whiskey guy attack me.
Man, that guy's fun. He's 19 years old, by the way.
And I do have one.
You do?
Yeah. It played.
Funny story. His father, he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm sending my son to your conference VIP. Can you make sure that you take care of him? You know how he got the whole accent. I'm like, all right, I'll do my best. Can you imagine if I would have had, if I had to text him on a Saturday evening? Hey, brother, your son got rushed and tased because he went on the stage. Can you imagine what that text would have looked like?
He stormed the stage.
He stormed the stage and he
old
got.
Pat Hilton came out and he was like, he didn't know.
Pat
what
was
to
ready
do.
To drop him. Pat was ready to, Pat was like, hey buddy, yeah, get back in your seat. I'm like, whoa, 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 everything's good, dude. Like, he's just trying to give him a gift. I didn't know he was going to go on the stage, bro. I thought from the audience, he was going to say, hey, I got your tequila right here. That's different.
It was fun.
It was.
Yeah, but it was fun.
I set all that up for you.
That was good. I appreciate that. Do it every time.
I knew you would. One question for you.
Dude, is this turning into the Carlos Reyes podcast? Now you're at.
I'm going to ask you some questions. You ready? Are we in a recession?
Who's we? You have a turd in your pocket? Who's we? Who's we?
This country. Is this country in a recession?
I mean, it depends on how you define the word recession, but supposedly, yes. Got Do it. I believe so? Not necessarily.
Well, we, the turd, you and me.
No, I'm not in that deal.
We're never in a recession.
There's no such thing as that to me.
Mm-mm.
Like one time they were talking about, it was back when Obama was in office and
oh wait,
they're talking about raising up the taxes and a news reporter came out here and interviewed me and they said, what, I'll find the article or the clip. And I said, so I'll just make more money.
Oof.
And that hit the news and boy, you could have heard some shit out of that.
It all came.
Yeah, but everybody wants to be fucking concerned. Like, did taxes put us out of business in 08 or 09? Well, then shut the fuck up. Who cares? He's raising taxes. Quit voting for the motherfuckers that raise our taxes. It's pretty simple shit, right? But just because Biden's in office or B-I-D-E-N.
B-I-D-E-N.
We don't want the algorithm destroyed.
Oh.
But the point being is like, if Biden and his administration, you know, wants to raise taxes, what can you do?
Nothing.
So just go back to work, fucking work more, do, you know, raise more money,
figure out a way to offset them as much as possible.
Yeah, but if you sit there and focus on taxes, man, we're going to a recession. That's why you do it.
Yeah.
You ever heard about the hot dog vendor?
Mm-mm.
Hot dog vendor has a kid. He sends him off to Harvard, buys a hot dog stand. Good hot dogs, good buns, good condiments, puts it out on the corner, boom, starts being successful. Eventually has 2 hot dog stands, then 3 hot dog stands, then eventually 30 hot dog stands all around the country, freaking killing it. Son comes back from Harvard, sees his dad with this big old empire making all this money. He says, holy shit, dad, aren't you aware that we're in a recession? And his dad said, we are? And he says, yeah, we're in a recession. He goes, well, you're from Harvard. Shit, who am I to judge? So he said, we better stop buying, you know, this particular kind of hot dog. We can save a little money by buying this kind of hot dog. And we better start, you know, saving money here and saving money there. And, you know, I don't know if we need 30 fucking hot dog carts when, you know, we can probably scale down a little bit and conserve. And pretty soon he was down to 1 hot dog cart. Was going completely out of business.
Damn.
And he went to his son and he said, you're right. We are in a recession.
True story.
No.
Yeah, it makes, it's a mindset.
It's 100%. Yeah, like if he mindset. Wouldn't have listened to his fucking kid, yeah. He wasn't in a recession. He wasn't.
Yeah.
So when you say, are you in a recession? Who are we? You know, not me, but yeah, I guess there could be people in a recession, but not just because of today. They've always been in a recession.
Oof. Oh. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they will continue to be if they don't, you know, wake up. I say wake up. Yeah. Like when I got a picture of me going like this and then it says woke. Because I thought woke was a good thing.
Not anymore.
I know, but I thought woke meant you're aware of all the bullshit. You're awake. You're woke. But now woke is not the good thing.
Yeah. What is woke these days?
Woke?
That's Netflix and Disney, right?
Yeah. Well, I
is
don't
that
know.
Woke?
I don't know. What
I don't
woke
even know
is.
What it means.
Again, I'm not into that whole.
Yeah, and
shit.
I don't want to. I don't want to hinder the algorithm for this one.
Yeah,
so
when someone's like, you know, they're woke, it's not a good thing. Yeah. I thought it was a cool thing, so I made a picture of me like looking all evil and shit, and it said woke.
I thought being woke meant you're a critical thinker.
Yeah,
you know, well, you're a conscious person.
But that's what I mean when I say woke. Okay? Yeah, I think people need to wake up.
Mm.
You need to wake up, like, dude. Look at shit. with common sense and you'll be just fine. Like, you know, people say, how do I make more money? Well, how do you make money now? I do this, do more of that.
Mm.
They're like, well, yeah, that's brilliant. I'm thinking, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, dude, you didn't realize that all you had to do was more of what you're doing. And then people don't understand. You want to be more productive? Audit your day. I've never audited my day. Well, you know how to audit your day? You just write down everything you do all day. Just make a note. Carry around a piece of paper and just write a note. You know, like, you know, hey, Carlos showed up 12:15 to X. We did this. And then 25 minutes, we shot the shit because that's what we did. And, you know, next thing you know, you get through your day and you look, you think you're working fucking 12 hours. You're working probably 8 at the most, 6 usually, and 4 most often. Actual work. The rest is thinking about work, preparing to work, coming back to work.
Eating lunch, taking bathroom breaks.
All the bullshit we do, thinking about this, Googling, checking my phone, shooting the shit with the person at the water cooler. And we're not really that busy, but yet we think and we feel busy. So you if you want to make more money, you just do more of what you're doing. You audit your day and figure out what is an income producing activity. What did I do that was producing income that day? And then you'll notice that there's a lot of shit that those aren't income producing activities. So you just get rid of them.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, boom, you're making way more money and you're like, shit, how do I make more now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do more and you do more and you do more. And then people eventually say, well, you can only do so much. No, motherfucker, you can only do so much. Don't put that limitation bullshit on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like 24 hours in a day, you've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have?
Personally, me?
Yeah.
10, 8, 6, I don't know.
Unlimited.
Unlimited hours in a day.
That's right.
Explain that if you don't mind.
Well, like for example, let's say I have 100 employees and they all give me 8 hours each. That's 800. Plus my own personal hours. Mm-hmm. Now we're up to 824.
Yep.
And guess what? If I want more, I just hire more people.
Yeah.
So now I have unlimited hours in the day.
And what do you do with your hours? Whatever you want.
My personal hours?
Yeah.
Whatever you want. But my point is like, dude, it's all perspective and limitations. People have them. And I want to wake people up, you know, to where they just basically shift their perspective and recognize common sense.
Absolutely.
You know, and then I personally believe in having fun. Like if I can't have fun, I don't want to do it. I don't really care what kind of money I'm making.
Yeah.
How about you?
Same. I'm in a place in my life. Like, you know, you got a pretty heavy day today and you got a heavy day tomorrow. I don't have heavy days like that anymore. And especially Thursdays and Fridays are my light days. Like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday could get a little heavy, but I've delegated like 90% of everything in my life, including picking up dog shit and walking my dogs. I only play with them.
Yeah, me too. I've been doing that for years.
You clean your own pool?
Hell no.
You do your own grass?
No.
You clean your own house?
No.
You drive your own car?
Yes.
Okay. Hire a driver for $60,000 a year.
Pass.
But that's how we create more time, right?
Well, if I needed more time, yeah, that is a good idea because I'd pick up an hour back and forth.
Yeah.
Because now I could be working while they're driving.
ROT, return on time. That's it. For me, it's like, you know, if I'm going to the gym, am I getting a return on my time? I am. I'm getting a return physically, health-wise, right?
And mentally.
If I'm spending time with my family, am I getting a return on my time? Absolutely. You know, emotionally and whatever you want to call it. If I'm at work, you know, then I'm at work. Like I take those hats off. You know what I mean? I don't go to work. I go to work from like 11 to 4, man. That's what I do. You can ask him. He's there. You know, I go to work.
Why would I need to ask him?
Because he's there from like 8 to 5.
I don't know, but do you feel like I don't believe you?
Because they're like, man, is this dude going to come to work at some point? Sometimes my business partner has to call me back. Hey, bro, are you around? Are you coming back to work?
Well, that's the right way to do it. Everybody creates a business. And
everybody creates a job.
Yeah. Ultimately it becomes the cage that they have to live in.
No, thank
where,
you.
Where if you create a business, it's supposed to be where it pays you to where you don't have to operate it.
Ask me how many employees I have across the world and how many hours I'm creating every single day. And then what I'm doing with my time, whatever I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm still getting there. You're ahead
of
me.
No, you, I'm sure you, if you wanted to.
I've tried. I gave Lightspeed away recently to a C-suite.
Yeah. I just hired a C-suite, a COO.
Had to come in and take over again.
That's not good.
I don't like nosediving.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, you know, it happens. You got to find the right people.
Yeah.
It's harder to do than people think. I always say the hardest thing about business is people.
Yeah, for sure.
If you could get a team around you, like a strong, solid team around you, dude, business ain't that hard. At least for me, like I'm a visionary, dude. Yep. I can come up with 1,000 ideas right now. If I had executors all around me, whoo.
That's exactly what it is, an execution team.
Yeah, and I'm also not an executor.
No.
Like, I'll get shit done, but I'm not good at it. So I shouldn't be somebody's executor. Somebody needs to be my executor.
Hire people.
I'm the visionary.
Hire people so they can tell you what to do.
Well, folks, if you always want to be my execution team, hit me up in the DMs.
There it is.
And you better bring a resume. You better prove that you can get shit done. I get a lot of people saying, you know, I'll work for you for free. You know, working for me for free is a pain in my ass.
Mm.
Like, shit, working you for free.
You
like, dude, that costs me money. Just like when people say, how can I get any value? Like, or no, what do they say? They say, Brad, tell me, how can I give value to you? And I say, well, you give value first. They're like, yeah, that's what I want to know. And I'm like, no, me telling you how to give me value is you asking for something first.
Mm.
So you need to stop asking people, how can I bring you value? And think, motherfucker, how, and be willing to risk and make a mistake, because you bring me value by not giving me shit to do, you know, free up my time, send me some money, you know, send me some attention, get me noticed, anything. Like you can make shit up. Like, I bet you anything, people appreciate more time. So if I'm wondering, what would he value? Fuck, something that gives him more time, something that generates business for him, a contract, a fucking referral. Like, come on, dude, it ain't rocket science.
That's today, right, in our little just bullshit hour where you were eating, I said, hey, bro, I got a couple of things that you could look into, you should look into, that would make you a good amount of money every month, and you don't have to do anything.
I like that.
That's value.
That's value.
Your wife will be very pleased if I can get you an extra six figures a month for nothing.
I would be very pleased. So my wife does not get up in my.
Then we, and guess what? Now you can hire another C-suite.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I always like free money. What's going on with what you're doing right now? You said virtual assistants.
That's one of our businesses, man.
Yeah, so Bomb Squad, if you need a virtual assistant, where do they go?
Callgeeks.com. If you need anything, you know, cold callers,
appointment setters,
Bomb Squad.
Do I get a dollar or something every time?
Well,
I'm just messing.
We're going to set something up like real, where you're getting paid every month.
All right. Well, I would recommend, whether I'm getting anything or not, people get, you know, a virtual assistant. It's so much better to have someone that you can call instantly. Like, again, got to be a good one, though.
Yeah.
But when I, you know, maybe a year ago, I always wondered, like, what would I use a virtual assistant for? Like,
everything.
You know, making reservations, freaking booking travel.
Appointment setting.
Scraping
buying
data.
Finding houses.
Talking
buying
to owners.
Lead generation.
Lead gen. Like, come on, people. It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
You use somebody else's time so you don't have to use yours. And now you've got more time to do bigger and better things, and that's how you elevate the game.
There you go.
So I'd be going to callgeeks.com. What else? Because I got a row. I know you do too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go do some Q&A's, but that's it, brother. Just, you know, I appreciate once again the love. It's been a few years, and let's talk more shop, you know, when the time is given.
Any old time. We'll bring you back for number three.
Let's go, baby.
After you're worth what?
Hat trick. I just told him, he's like, well, where do you want to get to? I said, I want to be making $100 million a year every single year for the rest of my life. My goal this year is 42.
All right. So let's see if you finish at 42 or better. We'll come back and talk about
it. Let's do it.
Till next time, kids, as always, keep it real.
Dropping bombs with the real Bradley. Subscribe now.